Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How can I help you?
Hello, hi, this is Maris Marakshi. I was supposed to get a refund. I have the older number and the transaction ID, but I didn't get anything.
You say you didn't get the refund?
No, I didn't.
How long ago did you call about the refund?
I can give you the order if you can give me the status.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Ma'am?
Yes? Can you hear
yeah,
me?
I didn't get that. What did you say?
I have the order number. If you can give me the status, I have the transaction ID.
Can you tell me when did you request for the refund?
The 22nd.
Okay, give me just a moment, okay?
Sure.
All right, ma'am. Can I start off by giving you a zip code so I can further assist you?
32829.
All right, give me just a moment on that, okay?
Sure.
And what's your name on account?
Narjis Marakshi.
Okay, give me just a moment. All right, and what was their name on that account again?
Narjis.
All right.
Marakshi.
All right. If you would, can you verify that address for me?
3432 Victoria Pines Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32829.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I am showing that you requested a refund to get refund for return product check. Just give me just a moment to look at your account, okay? I'm still here, miss. I'm still here. I'm just talking with somebody trying to get your, trying to see where is your refund. Give me a few more moments, okay?
She's saying she took the product back.
Still here, miss. Still here. Give me just a minute.
Process.
Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am, are you saying you sent the item back and you're waiting on your refund?
I'm sorry. What is it?
Can I get that tracking number for you, please?
What tracking number?
Your tracking number that you sent the item back to.
Okay, I gave you the tracking number, and you sent me an email to confirm the transaction for the refund. Last time I talked to you. Hello? Do you see the email that you sent me on the
22nd? Did you send the item back mail?
Yes, I did. And you asked me for the tracking number. I gave it to you. You confirmed with the tracking number, and you sent me an email.
Yes, ma'am. It wasn't me. You talked to somebody else. I just need that tracking number that
I
you
haven't.
Sent. You don't have
yeah,
it?
But I have to look for it, but there is an email that was sent to me as a confirmation that the tracking number was okay. Do you see the email that was sent to me on the 22nd with the order number and the transaction number for the refund?
Give me just a moment, ma'am. I'm going to get my supervisor to assist you more better, okay? We're still here, ma'am. We're still here looking over your account, okay?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Shanta. I'm actually a supervisor here assisting with the account. I just wanted to get some additional information. You're saying that you're waiting for a refund after you had sent back some merchandise?
Yes, and I did receive an email on the 22nd at 11:58 giving me the order number and the track ID number for the refund of $69.87.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
No, we have our tracking number when we sent it out to you. What we're asking is your tracking number for when you sent it back to us. We don't have the one that when you technically went to a post.
Well, when I called on the 22nd, they asked me for the tracking number of when I sent it. I gave them the tracking number. They confirmed it and sent me the email on the 22nd with the refund ID.
Okay, so all right, so we are showing
the email
a
of the 22nd.
Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. And we're also I am showing a refund of $69.87 and $19.98 as well. So I am showing that the account has already been refunded. So that's why we're a little confused on our end.
I did not receive anything. When was it refunded?
It was refunded back on March the 12th. March 12th was 1998. And let me see when the other amount was.
Okay.
April
20th. Was when the. Okay, let's back up. When I.
Okay, ma'am, let me finish. Ma'am, let me finish.
Okay.
You asked me a question. I wasn't able to finish my complete answer for your question.
The 1998 has nothing to do with the refund. When I made the.
And
order,
April 22nd. I'm trying to finish there. April 22nd was the one for $69.87.
Yes, that's the one I'm tracking, not the 1998.
That's what
because the 1998 was already confirmed. So
yes, ma'am, I understand.
I did not receive the $69.87.
It was done on April 22nd, and it was refunded to the card ending in 8863.
Yes, and when they send me the email, I told them that that card has been canceled and I have a replacement. They said it should not matter because the refund will actually go to the account, the bank account.
Yes, ma'am. That is true.
Anything.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is no.
20 seconds. When should I receive it?
Okay.
From your end, it was sent on the 22nd. When should I see it on my as a refund in actually in my statement?
Okay, it takes approximately 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Yeah, so it should have been in my account by now, right? From the 22nd.
Can you hold me one brief moment? Okay, so I do thank you for holding. When I do view the account here and I do count on the count on my calendar, yes, it should have actually posted to your account yesterday, April 29th. But what I can do, I can actually get the account notated here. If you can have your bank give us a call where we can speak together, if your bank confirms that that amount did not post to your account, then yes, we can have a refund check sent out to your residence.
A check, okay. So it should have been, okay, I'm going to call my bank. How do you want me to have them call you? Which number and what to?
The same number you're calling us on right now.
Yes, and how to refer to this specific account? What is the account number?
The same way that you provided my agent the information to access your account.
Can you give me specifics? They're going to call. Do they have to give the name, the credit card? What is it that you need to do?
No, ma'am. The same thing that you gave my representative, your name, your zip code, and then your name, and they were able to access your account just then when my agent just did that. That's the same exact thing. That's all your bank would need to do.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the confirmation from your end that it was actually sent?
It was the confirmation is the email that you received on April 22nd that it was processed to email address of nmarrakchi@msn.com. The refund text number is
612-838.
What is it? 7761.
And what is this number you're giving me? What is it?
You asked for a confirmation number for the refund, and that's the number that I provided you.
Confirmation number. So they need to give you this confirmation number?
No, ma'am. You just asked them for that number there, and I'll provide you the number. But as I stated before, only thing your bank would need to give us is the same thing you provided us with for us to access your account, your zip code, which is 32829, and your first and last name.
Okay.
And be able to, you know, maybe verify your address for verification purposes.
Okay. So if they call you, then you can send a check.
If they confirm that it did not go into the account, yes, ma'am, we can definitely take that route.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome, yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.